This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is back in Washington after a four-day visit to Japan. After a trip full of red carpets, fancy meals, golf, and sumo wrestling, the president returned Tuesday to a nation where lawmakers are trying hard to arrive at a disaster funding bill. Oklahomans are struggling to recover from tornadoes. And Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are engaged in a war of words via Twitter. Pelosi has openly alleged the president is engaged in a cover-up that could be impeachable, and she has urged him via Twitter to act more presidential if he wants to work with her on infrastructure, trade, and other issues. As President Trump was concluding his visit to Japan, a knife attack erupted outside Tokyo. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Japanese authorities say a man staged a knife attack on commuters at a bus stop in Kawasaki City, just outside of Tokyo, during Tuesday morning's rush hour, killing as many as three people. At least 19 people were wounded, including 13 children. NHK National Television reports police said one child and two adults were believed to have died in the attack. NHK said the attacker was apprehended, and two knives were recovered at the spot. The attack came on President Donald Trump's last day in Tokyo. I'm Mike Gracia.
The UN Development Program says Mozambique will host a pledging conference later this week to raise money for reconstruction efforts in the wake of cyclones Idai and Kenneth that devastated the country earlier this year. The cyclones hit weeks apart in March and in April, impacting 1.85 million people. The damage reduced access to sanitation and safe water, resulting in an outbreak of cholera. They also damaged homes and crops, leaving some 23,000 people without shelter and interrupting food supplies. This is VOA News. The Taliban and Russia have jointly called for the withdrawal of U.S.-led coalition troops from Afghanistan. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the only way to settle the Afghan conflict is through diplomacy and politics, not with foreign military presence. The remarks came Tuesday in Moscow at a gathering of Russian and Afghan security personnel, and Afghan political representatives. A conservative Republican has blocked efforts by the U.S. House of Representatives to fast-track a $19 billion disaster relief bill. Kentucky Representative Thomas Massey said he objects to a request by the Democrats to pass a bill under special procedures that require a unanimous agreement among all lawmakers present. He said passing the bill under the special procedure without all members in the chamber amounts to legislative malpractice. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi condemned the vote result, calling it a stunning act of obstruction. President Trump supports the bill, which would send a great deal of aid to the states in his political stronghold. Meanwhile, severe weather is ravaging the central part of the country. AP's Rita Foley has more.
Blake Gifford ran into a church and hit the floor just as a tornado rolled through the Dayton, Ohio area.
I'm laying there shaking. My head's up against the wall, and the wall's shaking back and forth. There's wind from the tornadoes pushing through up through the vent into my face, and I'm freaking out.
Dayton area Sheriff Rob Streck says it's hard to believe how much damage there is.
Extensive property damage, residences, businesses, trees uprooted, power outages.
He was on the Today Show. Blake Gifford talked to WKEF-TV. I'm Rita Foley.
There have been 11 deaths on Mount Everest this year, the highest total since 2015. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, crowding on the mountain is partly to blame.
Seasoned mountaineers say Nepal's reluctance to limit the number of permits it issues to scale Mount Everest has contributed to dangerous overcrowding, with inexperienced climbers impeding others and causing deadly delays. 11 people have died this season so far, the highest number since 2015. Nepal doesn't have any regulations to determine how many permits should be issued, so anyone with a doctor's note can obtain one for an $11,000 fee. This year, permits were issued to 381 people, the highest number ever, according to the government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
May is Everest's busy season because it usually has the best weather of the year, but this year there were fewer good climbing days than usual, making for longer lines on the climbing routes. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.